Hello there, grown and sexy folks of the world. This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith, aka Lady D. Having some conversation today with a couple of people that I work with. And, you know, it's, it's interesting when you start to talk about business ownership in corporate America. And I just had to kind of chime in on this today. Our conversation was basically, which is better to have and invest in at this time and point in their lives and at this time and point of how corrupted and crazy things is in the world, is it more of a security blanket to have your own business? And, you know, that could be something small. It could be something mediocre. It could be something large. But usually, most start off with a small business and they graduate up to something larger. And it takes a lot of commitment, a lot of focus, a lot of determination. And a lot of times you have to, you know, start off with a minimum gain when you first get started, because the business has to grow. You have to obtain, you know, people's interests and things of that nature, and for them to see that you are a reputable business, that you do have goods or services that is something that one would want to invest their time and money in. And that could be from owning a very small hair salon, to a beauty supply, to a bookstore, to a janitorial business, whatever it is that you are passionate about doing. And a lot of times people are afraid to step out on a limb, step out in faith to make it their business to start a small business, because they don't or cannot sit up and take the loss of capital gain in the beginning. You know, they have a livelihood. They have to pay their mortgage. They have to pay their bills. They have to take care of the children. They have to do things to keep them in the loop of survival. So they don't have the time or focus to waste on, man, I'm going to be short $2,000 this month because I'm trying to get this business off. But, you know, if you don't step out in faith, if you don't step out and get it going, if you don't believe in what you're trying to do, there is, you know, loans available. There are things to, you know, sponsorship. There's things to kind of help you get things going. So, with that being said, our conversation today at work was, you know, well, I feel a security blanket, this one person said. And I'm not going to use names right now because they're not here right now in the moment to sit and chat during the midst of this podcast. But, you know, I will say one of the feedbacks was, I am secure with my corporate America position and job. I have benefits. I have a steady check. Only thing I have to do is clock in, do the hours, and clock out. And we all know that in the corporate America world, that things are not always what it seems and could seem moving forward. You know, you can be, you know, I'll say based on my experience, I was with an employer for 15 years. I was in management and came to work one day without notice and see ya. We don't need you anymore. We're doing away with your position. And right now, there's nowhere else to place you. So I wish you luck. And that is the most devastating, heart-wrenching reality that one could go through. I mean, you couldn't have told me after 15 years that I was going to be kicked to the curb, but I'm a true witness that it happens. So some think that the security of having that job for X amount of years is going to keep them there forever. Well, that's not always the case. So you have to have a plan B. And, you know, there's one person who was really, really down for just staying in that corporate America situation until something else happened. Then there was someone else who said, bump that, in order for me to invest in my dreams and my passion and my business, I need to step down from this corporate America and just step out in faith and do what I have been called to do. Now, the debate went back and forth. You know, one was saying, well, that's crazy. How you going to pay your bills? How you going to take care of your house? No. How you going to take care of your car? No. How you going to feed your kids? How you going to, you know, there was a back and forth with that. And it was just so interesting. And it just raised a lot of real life reality on which way should you go now? How should you plan? What should you do? You know, is it a reality to just plan, sprinkle seeds, and wait until you see some sprouts and then step down from the security of your job? Or let's say you're 45, 50 years old and you decide to just let it all go, retirement and all, just step down and step out and see what it do. And then there's that flip side of what if the business doesn't thrive? What if it's not successful? What if things don't work in the way you anticipated? So planning sometimes is a good sprinkle. So, but I'd like to know how you guys feel. You know, what's your thoughts? What's your experience? What have you done? And where are you now at the point after doing it? Have you invested? Have you stepped down from corporate America and just, you know, did without for a while and made it happen? Or are you just trying to build upon it now while you still have that 8-to-5, 9-to-5, 30 job and then see what happens? Let me know. Let's talk about it. This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith, aka Lady D. I am podcasting live right now and would love to hear what you guys think. What's your thought? Place a comment. Let me hear you. On that note, if you'd like to send me a personal email, please do so at dgrier12000@yahoo.com. I will get back with you. I also share these podcasts on my Facebook page under Donna Smith, my Twitter page, Miss Lady D 111. I also Google them out. So, hey, come on. Let's do this. Let's talk about it. And you guys stay dry. Have a great Friday. Talk to you soon.